You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I just want to tell you quickly, I don't know if it's going to be a full segment on our show. I just want to tell you what I did on Saturday driving around. And I'm just curious, Jeremy, if you have ever done this before.
Okay.
Or if it is just a sign of my maturity that causes me to behave this way.
Okay.
I was out running errands Saturday afternoon. It was about 3 o'clock-ish. And I'm just by myself in the car, cruising around, listening to a podcast. I had had a fairly late breakfast for me. It was like 10 o'clock or something. So it's not like I was starving, but I was kind of hungry. But in my mind, I'm thinking, well, it's 3 o'clock. I'll probably eat dinner like at 6 or something. Do I want to eat anything now? I was like, well, I've been really good for the most part over the last few months. But man, oh, man, have I got a hankering. So I will tell you that I just happened to be driving past a Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
So what is it with those places that it doesn't have to be lunchtime or dinner time?
It's any time, man.
3 o'clock. So kind of in the in-between era,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And the drive-thru was still both lanes, like, around the building.
Oh, yeah, it's nonstop. They're it's printing. Like, what is, they're printing what is money.
Going on
they're
with
frying
this.
Chicken and printing money.
But I still, you know, what got me was the whole thought about having one of their cookies and cream shakes, because I thought, well, a little Chick-fil-A sandwich and a cookies and cream shake.
Treat yourself.
Save where you can, Jeremy. Don't get the fries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all. So I parked and I went in. I said, I bet if I go in, I can just walk right up to the counter. Sure enough, I walk in. There's only one person in front of me at the counter while there's like 35 cars out in the drive-thru. But let me tell you what I did. I stood there, and while I'm waiting for the person ahead of me, I'm glancing up at the menu board, and I start looking at the nutritional content of all this stuff.
All right, yep.
You know, because they will tell you not only the price, but how many calories
are in
it?
Numbers are high, huh? they're eye-opening.
And I realized that just a Chick-fil-A sandwich and a cookies and cream shake was going to be over 1,000 calories.
Ouch.
When I wasn't starving in the first place, it just sounded good.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the clock is ticking because the person ahead of me is finishing what they're doing. And I'm sitting there debating with myself.
Well, you start doing the math on that kind of stuff, too. And you see the 1,000 calories and you're like, how long do I have to run or work out or walk or whatever to burn that 1,000 calories?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. You do the math.
Yeah.
And it's like hours of exercise, you know.
So I want you to know that like a complete fool standing there in line, just as the person ahead of me was finishing their order and moving to the side, and it was my turn to walk right up, I turned around and I walked out.
Nice.
Of the building.
Look at that willpower. Out of a Chick-fil-A.
How many people are next in line at a Chick-fil-A and then leave?
Pass. Nah. Then you get in your car and your clothes still smell like the Chick-fil-A, so you're like huffing your shirt. You're like, oh, it could have been. Oh, it could have been.
So there's a postscript to this story, though, that I'm not proud of. But I had thought, 1,000 calories is ridiculous, but I still had the hankering. And some people would say, well, why not just get the shake? You're standing there, just get the shake. But I had talked myself out of the whole thing until I got back in my car and was driving away. And to head back to the house, I have to, there's only one block off my route. There's a Dairy Queen.
Oh. So you pulled in. Tell me you pulled in.
I did. There wasn't a line at the drive-thru.
Yeah.
And I got a small blizzard.
Okay.
And I think it came to 450 calories.
Okay, you are truly saving where you can then. You still,
so,
you got your hankering, your craving cured.
But I honestly...
That's funny.
And I can say this in all truth. I hated myself afterwards. I was really down on myself because I was like, man, I had walked out. I showed the willpower and I got in my car. I was heading home where I'd have a nice like chicken dinner or something later on, healthy vegetables.
Some
and all
quinoa.
That. And I stopped and I got the stupid small blizzard.
I'm still on my way home and I'm still hangry.
Yes.
That is so funny, man. You wuss.
Tell me that you have walked out of a place, though.
I probably have. I mean,
have you ever looked up at the calorie count and left?
No, but I've been at a restaurant where there's something I really want, and they have the calorie count in the menu, and I will make the shift then to the salad or whatever is a less calorie count. Which is, you know what? That's why they're putting those things on the menu boards and in the menus, is for you to, you know, be a grown up and make healthier decisions in your life. You know, that's why that stuff is on there. And I mean, it worked for you for about 10 minutes. But again, it's like, I'm hot and heavy back at the gym now. And it's like, if I'm paying money to go to the gym and taking an hour and a half out of my day every day to put in the effort to better myself and my health and my body, I'm not going to go pound down 1,000, 2,000 calories worth of chicken sandwiches. I'm just not going to do it.
Right.
So I appreciate those calorie counts that are up there.
Well, I wonder if people who are listening who work at these establishments have seen this before. Like, you know, once it's is it technically law now that you have to put it on there? I feel like it is.
It might be.
I feel like it is becoming, if it's not a law, it's becoming a law. Anyway, you've got more and more and more food establishments that are putting the calorie count on there. And look, it's not just the calorie count. Like, how many grams of sugar would have been in that cookies and cream?
No joke.
How many grams of sugar were in the small blizzard? But, you know, I wonder how many people have watched their customers either cut back on their order or walk out of the building like I did.
And good for you for doing that. Good for you. You need to make healthier, smarter choices. You know how many times I've done that, like in the grocery store, where I'm like picking up something, I'm like, oh my God, this sounds great. And then you flip it over and read the nutrition facts.
Yes.
And you're like, screw this.
Yes.
I can't do it. I can't do it. And I put it back on the shelf. And you feel like it's a little win for yourself for the day. It's like a little win. Like, I was not sucked in by the crappy food industry. You know, this is a little win for me today.
All right, I got another question for you about this. Speaking of the labels on the food you buy in the store,
yeah.
Do you ever stand in the aisle and do the math? In other words, it'll
Absolutely.
Say, like, serving size, let's say, is 8 cookies or whatever.
Yes, yes.
Do you sit there and say, well, I would be fine with 2.
2.
So it would be 1/4 of this number that I'm
That's
seeing
hilarious.
On there.
You're reading the backs of the back of the Chips Ahoy, and you're like, well, I'm not going to sit down and eat 8 in one sitting. So
I'm doing the math.
If I just do 1, because, you know, I've been a good boy, it's only this many calories, this much sugar, this much
You're
going to
think this is ridiculous, but it really got into my head. So yesterday I had a thing of olives in the fridge, some of those green olives that are stuffed with like garlic and jalapeno and stuff like that.
Girl,
this,
please.
The solid olives.
Yeah.
And I looked at the thing on there, and it was saying serving size is 2 olives. And I'm like, well, I think I could put 4 of these away. So now I'm having to double. I'm doing the
then
math.
You're like, it's an olive. How bad
it's
could it
olive.
Be?
It's an olive. How
maybe
bad
salt,
could that be?
A little sodium in there maybe, but it's an olive.
Oh, my God.
It really is eye-opening as far as how much crap is in your food and how much stuff you're pounding down your pie hole. I have a close family member who's got extremely, they've been diagnosed with really high cholesterol. And they've been over to the house a few times. And we've had to make special meals to kind of accommodate that person. And it is really eye-opening. Like, when you really start reading labels about cholesterol and all that.
Yeah.
And then hard to make a meal that is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just hummus and carrots. It's really difficult.
And I see that we're starting to get these snarky text messages from listeners, like the, oh, brother, and stuff like that.
Oh.
I get it. And then there's some, you know, that are quite obviously much younger than you and I, where they're still in that age range where they can eat anything.
Well, you know, it's going to catch up with you.
They're texting in with these 23-year-old bodies that can put away anything right now.
Yeah.
Even Jeremy in his 40s, you know, he's like, it's
listen,
not
it slows
the same.
Down. It really slows down, and it's harder to come off. And then once you get it off, you want to do everything you can to keep it off. You really do.
Oh, people are writing in and naming the restaurants they've stopped going to. I don't want to do that. I don't want to.
What they need in addition, if you're not familiar with like how long you have to work out to burn this stuff, they need the calorie counts and everything in it. And then on the side, like a breakdown, you need to be on the treadmill for this long or walk this long or lift weights for this long to essentially burn up everything that you're eating right now. I want that on the menu.
I went into Chick-fil-A over the weekend, looked at the calorie count on the board and turned around and walked back out of the store.
Willpower. And drove right across the street to the Dairy Queen.
To the Dairy Queen. But we're hearing from a ton of people. Let's see. Jamie says, I wanted to let Dom know he's not alone. On Friday, my son and I were calculating how many calories per serving were in his bag of Cheetos.
Oh, yeah.
Making math fun while eating healthy.
I've eaten an entire bag of Cheetos before, like the big bag.
Have you done the math? Have you figured out
the servings
per bag?
I don't want to do the math. I don't want to. I just know I've done that in the past, and I was like, I got to make some changes.
You know, Beth's funny. She goes, you do know that at Chick-fil-A, you can get the grilled chicken nuggets and fruit cup for 0 points on the Weight Watchers plan.
Blah.
And I told her I'd rather slam my head in a car door. I mean, if I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A,
you got
to
go big.
You come on. What are we talking about?
Alex says, everyone knows that if you run a mile, you can eat whatever you want that day. It's science. I ran a mile today, so give me the chocolate cake.
Oh, that's funny.
It's really
Kathy
good.
Goes, I used to manage a casual dining chain restaurant.
Okay.
And would pull the calorie count up to shame slash gross myself out on what I was hungry for. It worked almost every time. I think the text of the day so far is going to go to Julie, just because of the way she wrote it, which I think is perfect. Julie says, I have definitely put items in my cart and taken them for a ride around the store before returning them to the shelf.
Yes. The Cocoa Puffs are going for a ride, and then they're getting dumped in the bread department.